This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January the 14th here in 2020. We're talking about BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO, President, Chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, I'm so glad to be back.
You know, I'm really amazed of how much you guys have accomplished over there in the last 18 months. And that being said, I have a couple questions for you. My first question is an update, if you could give to us, about PFAS solution. And can you share the insights about the next steps and what the future holds for BioLargo and its stockholders?
I sure can. The PFAS, P-F-A-S, that's per- and polyfluoroalkali substances, right? That's a mouthful. So this is the contaminant of the decade. It was the subject matter of the movie Dark Waters, right? So if you do a little homework, you Google it, it's just, if you don't know about it, it's just going to shock you. It's actually going to frustrate you big time. You know, this is a chemical that's been produced for the last 28 years. Some people estimate that it now impacts about 98% of the world. It's in your food. It's in your food packaging. It's in your carpets. It was commonly used in coatings like Teflon and Scotchgard, right? Just this forever chemical means that it won't break down in nature, and it, in small doses, it accumulates over time because it's so persistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a synthetic, right? So synthetic chemistry. Well, it's been linked to adverse health effects now, and there's a bill before Congress to make the contaminated sites Superfund sites, which would allow for federal funding. And you know, we're in the hotbed of a water zone out in California. California is a desert, okay? And in just Orange County, and I just can't emphasize enough, within a 45-minute drive of my office, okay, they estimate the cost to treat 70 water wells, that's groundwater,
wow,
that are contaminated,
yep,
with PFAS at $850 million.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, okay? And you got to remember, you know, we've been an innovator solution provider, right, with the addition of our engineering group. What's really happened is the company's going through a metamorphosis. I mean, we started out as a tech shop with these great inventions, and the thesis was we would invent these great inventions, prove them up, license them out, and then monetize over time as they get refined into the marketplace. Well, you know, with the financial instability and the journey of now a decade, we basically have had to do all the work. We've had to de-risk these value propositions. And as we've done that work, we've been able to add talent that has, you know, world-class experience, you know, literally 20 and 30 years in the field working in some of the most high-profile cases, cleaning up environmental situations around the world. And so at our small company, we now have this talent pool that literally can take a client from start to finish. Well, so the thing that's so exciting is that while this problem is daunting, and again, $850 million within a 45-minute drive, so just think about that. That would put the estimate for the United States at somewhere in the 50-plus billion-dollar problem.
Yeah.
This is the contaminant of the decade. And our small company, BioLargo, a proven innovator with great science, is in the middle of that storm. So the next steps are really simple. We got an EPA grant about 9 months ago. We're in application for phase two. We should hear back any minute. We're very optimistic we'll get phase two. In any event, we're advancing the work. And so what's the work? Well, the work is to refine it and then scale it. So we've proven its scalability. We've proven that it works. It extracts PFAS from a flow of water. And so now what's next is to get that into a commercial mode at reasonable scale, get out in the field and work with a couple of clients, customers, to do commercial trials. That's next. And so we're looking at that, saying to ourselves, we think we could be into that commercial trial mode, you know, really in the next 3 and 6 months, if not sooner. I mean, we're really accelerating as fast as we can to bring forth a solution. Now, here's the thing. I want to point out something about PFAS, okay? In the marketplace, especially in California, the detection limits have been set so low. I mean, they are so low. The Fed set the limit at 70 parts per trillion. What happened down in California, they're even lower, right? And so what that means is they've been forced to test. They've tested that positive. And so just imagine if you were in the business of delivering water to your citizens, you're forced to test, you show the contamination. Would you sell that water to them?
No.
No. This is the problem. So what's happened is, with the detection limits so low, every municipality that detects these limits, these detections on PFAS, immediately stops using that water, which means they have to purchase water from the Metropolitan Water District, and the cost of that water is at least double.
Mm.
That means their cost of goods doubled overnight. So here's the point. Everybody's moving, and they're moving quickly, especially in California, and that trend's going to go all over the world. So we're in it to win, and I think we have a solution that can reduce the cost dramatically. We've got the talent to execute, and the projects, you know, the small project probably starts in the million to 2 million range, and a big project is probably in the 40 million range. So you have to get perspective here, all right?
Yeah. So, you know, the evolution of your company has come in full circle. And I believe now is the time for investors to take a look, a hard look at your company. That being said, you've demonstrated considerable resilience and growing organically, which is a great indicator of the future. And I know it's hard work. So which of all your innovations, if you will, which ones do you think is going to be the breakout?
Yeah, right. That is the question, isn't it? So you're right. When we started this business around first spring of 2007, right? It's been, almost 13 years.
Right.
You look at it, right? And when we started, we said we're going to be an inventor and we're going to be a licensor. And what actually happened is that because of all these difficult barriers to entry, we've actually had to do all the work. So we've been de-risking all these value propositions for a decade. That means refining the technology, figuring how to build a team, how to go vertical in some markets, get through regulatory, continue to advance the technology itself, get some customers, invest to grow, refine. Okay. And the full circle really is that we're now coming full circle back to the point where we can be an inventor and a licensing company.
Right.
And so, because people always ask, how in the world does this small company exploit, three and four market segments all in the billions? Well, the answer is it's going to partner its way through. So we believe this is the year. I mean, we've achieved critical mass. We essentially are de-risking these propositions every day. And now at every level in the company, every level, we're in discussions with industry leaders about partnering and licensing. And the best evidence we can point to is that we just recently signed a joint venture to do a joint manufacturing contract with BKT in South Korea to begin exploiting the commercial opportunity for our odor and VOC product throughout Asia, which is a huge opportunity. And that's an example of what's to come. And so really, we're at the spot where we think that not only do we continue our organic growth, but we really perk up, focus on these partnerships, and begin building distribution. So, the PFAS is probably the biggest and fastest, but all of them are valuable, and we believe every one of them are going to go to market through partnerships. So it's very exciting.
As you know, and I probably don't need to tell you this, but I always tell investors if they can stay away from companies that constantly have dilution or toxic debt, that they're three-quarters of the way there. That being said, you personally have made great strides for this company, cleaning up the balance sheet after bringing in financing to support for the last, 2 years before right. You guys had, revenues coming in. What is the plan going forward? I guess is the question I really want to ask you. Where do we go from here?
We have made great strides, right? And,
right.
When you bring in that sort of financing, which we did, it was very difficult, but it was the kind of money that we really needed because we extended ourselves so dramatically. I mean, think about it. We launched an engineering group, a full service engineering firm.
Right.
We got an 18-month extension with the FDA. It cost us $1.8 million extra, which resulted in success. Same thing with the engineering group. We're now watching the fruit bear out in abundance. So the investments were worth it. The process of bringing in that financing, though, took its toll on our stock. It's put a lot of pressure on the upside. So as the stock rises, right, we're watching a lot of these hedge fund type investors really trade for profits at these very low levels, which is incredibly painful because we really believe that the future is so bright that the market needs to dig in and take notice. And we believe that we'll continue to see success in our endeavors and watch that be reflected in the stock price, right? That's the goal. Now, on the financing side, the key for us is to really stay away from that debt. And we've done so remarkably well. We're down to the last variable priced convertible debt at $69,000. And it'll be a great day when that goes away. And we should have that done this month or so.
Yes.
And then going forward, really focus on equity financing to watch this company invest to grow. I mean, that's the point. you know, we've de-risked the science and this business model so well. Now we're at the point where we need to put capital to work and then push that top line revenue dramatically forward, and also be alert for licensing, right? Because that's really going to make it go faster with high margin leverage. So it's all getting better, and this painful era is behind us, and we're intact, and the business has never been better.
Jess, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys have been doing on there. You've been on my show many, many, many times. If you're looking for a great basic material life science company, take a look at BioLargo, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. My guest today has been the chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, you got basically 20 seconds in closing if you want to make any closing arguments and tell my listeners or your shareholders your thoughts.
Well, it is the best time in the history of the company, so do a deep dive. The more you dig in, you'll love it. And then also, notice that we have an effort at waterworksfund.com, which is a crowdfunding program for our water company, and take a look at that. It's really exciting as well.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. See you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.